This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. India and Uzbekistan today decided to elevate their bilateral relationship to comprehensive strategic partnership, marking a significant step forward in ties between the two countries. Both sides also signed memorandum of understandings in various sectors. These include mining, Ayurveda, tourism, economic and financial dialogue, higher education and environment. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Shavkat Mirziyoyev in Tashkent. During the meeting, the two leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defence and energy. In his opening remarks, Prime Minister Modi said the elevation of ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership is expected to provide a renewed framework for expanding cooperation between New Delhi and Tashkent across various sectors.
इस वर्ष हमारी स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के 15 साल हो रहे हैं। इस विशेष अवसर पर हमने संबंधों को कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है। आज हमने हमारी साझेदारी के इस नए स्वरूप में तेज गति और ठोस परिणामों के साथ आगे बढ़ने का एम्बिशियस एजेंडा तैयार किया है। हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $1 बिलियन पार कर चुका है। अब हमने 2030 तक $5 बिलियन व्यापार का लक्ष्य रखा है। इसके लिए हम मार्केट एक्सेस, कनेक्टिविटी, बैंकिंग और पेमेंट जैसे जुड़े विषयों पर व्यवस्थागत रूप से आगे बढ़ेंगे।
Mr. Modi said the two countries are also working on a framework for long-term supply of uranium. Later, in a joint press meet with Uzbekistan President, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries have decided to increase defense industrial engagement. He called for zero tolerance for terrorism.
दोनों देशों के बीच करीबी रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास को दर्शाता है। आने वाले समय में हम दोनों देशों की डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज के बीच डायरेक्ट लिंकेज को प्रोडक्शन और को डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा देंगे। हमारा मानना है कि टेररिज्म, एक्सट्रीमिज्म और सेपरेटिज्म पूरे क्षेत्र के लिए गंभीर चुनौती है। इनके विरुद्ध जीरो टॉलरेंस हमारा साझा संकल्प रहा है और आगे भी रहेगा।
On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi was also conferred with Uzbekistan's highest state honor, the Order of Olya Darajali Dustlik by President Mirziyoyev. Prime Minister Modi dedicated the award to the enduring bond between India and Uzbekistan. Mr. Modi reached Tashkent yesterday on a two-day state visit to Uzbekistan at the invitation of Mr. Mirziyoyev. This is Prime Minister Modi's fourth visit to the Central Asian country. The Prime Minister is scheduled to travel to Kyrgyzstan from Tashkent to participate in the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit at Bishkek tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning. The Prime Minister said that the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Vikasit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum rapidly across the country. The Prime Minister said lakhs of women are gaining new strength through the PM Swanidhi Yojana. He said women account for approximately 46% of the beneficiaries of the PM Swanidhi Yojana. The death toll from flash floods in central Nepal has risen to 768 today, with more bodies being recovered. Nearly 2,500 people are still missing following the disaster. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 108 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal. The External Affairs Ministry said the 275 Indian nationals are reportedly missing and around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. A fresh flood threat is emerging in northern Odisha as the Subarnarekha River continues to rise in Balasore amid persistent rain. IMD has warned of extremely heavy rainfall in Odisha till tomorrow, with very heavy rain likely on Tuesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.